anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another week of The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday. ESPN 1460 and 1550. Doug, due to the Big Daddy, Tony Davis, and Derek Stenson, putting together a show for you today, which we hope you will enjoy. We're going to talk golf. We're going to talk basketball. We are going to hardly even speak of the sport of baseball, maybe a little football as well. Please, Brett Favre. Brett Favre. That's who I'm going for. Brett, come out and make your decision today. Please. Anything in the world of sports needs to happen so we can quit going 24-7 A-Rod. I'm going to tell you this right now. I want to know one person listening to this show that gives a damn. One person. One person. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com is the Dead Popper inbox. The phone lines are open, 1-888-455-ESPN. They haven't talked about anything else since this broke on Saturday morning. I am sick and tired of it. There are other things going on in the world. I don't care if you talk about the golf tournament yesterday, the NBA, college basketball, women's hoops, the Westminster Dog Show, which gets underway tonight. I am tired of A-Rod. And I don't even care that he's a Yankee. This has nothing to do with him being a New York Yankee. But it does have everything to do for 24-7. Tell me if A-Rod wasn't still playing with the Texas Rangers that this would be 24-7. It would not. If he was playing with the Rangers, the Orioles, the Royals, the Pirates, the Mets. Okay, the Mets.
Wow, I didn't know how you're going to start today.
But who the hell cares? Aren't we all, as a sports nation, a sports world, tired of this steroid crap? All right, you know what? We know you did it, or we don't care. Nobody cares. All we're worried about now is Sports Illustrated or ESPN or whatever paper breaking the story. Woo! We didn't know Barry Bonds was taking stuff, San Francisco Chronicle. Thanks for letting us know.
His head just happened to grow. Doug, I think you're dead on this one, and that's the first time I can say that in about 9 months, but you're right. Are we going to move on, or how long is this going to have the ripple effects going to carry over? Are we going to be hearing about this in 10 years?
Again, do you care? That is the bottom line. I don't even care that he did or didn't do it. Do you care? Does anybody else care? Don't call and tell me you don't care. That's fine.
All of a sudden, I think, Derek, if when you go back and say, why did he go on 60 Minutes? And Michael Kay said that this morning. Why would you go lie? Why would you just say, hey, I'm just going to decline the interview. I've taken tests. I have not failed any of them. Thank you very much, and go on your way.
Oh, yeah, he's on the record now as lying on 60 Minutes, obviously. But I think Doug's right. No, I mean, it's getting overblown. And for once, being a Red Sox fan, I don't agree with Schilling most of the time. But for once, I agree with what Curt Schilling's saying. Give out the other 103 names, clear the record, show everyone who was taking steroids, everyone can bash them for the next couple of weeks. That will help us get by this. The longer we keep those names secret, who is it? Who is taking steroids with A-Rod? Was it this guy? Somebody will break the story. This guy might have been. We need to just release those 103 names, get them out of the way, let everyone know who is cheating, and move on.
But at the same time, when they were testing those players, it was supposed to be Never, no one's ever going to know. I don't even know why they've got to attach names to these 104. Or back then, you should have done your test and you should have been 1B, 1C, all the way down, then 2. You know, if you got 600 tests, 104 out of those, we don't know who they are. Why would they have to attach a name to it and blow the deal up?
Well, because it's, especially it's dragging when everyone else through the mud.
It wasn't
too,
illegal.
It wasn't illegal at the time, but now it is, and now the people that were doing it at the time when it wasn't illegal are getting dragged through the mud, the names that we know. So it's like keeping those other 103 secret is almost like you're dragging all the people who were clean at the time through the mud as well.
Ah. Is that officially 5 minutes of the show now?
I think so. We can
I've done it. Talk. I've done it. The goal was to get through the first 5 minutes of the show today without Tony bringing up Nebraska men's basketball. I've done it.
Oh, I was getting there.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm coming up on the show. We will talk with Nebraska analyst and former Husker Andy Markowski. He's going to join us again. We talk a little golf today, Derek?
Yeah, let's do that.
What's going on?
We got Kent Freudenberg coming on the show from the Craneview Golf Links down there, south of town.
There's the new development between the Interstate and Axtell, or as I like to say, NTB.
There you go.
NTB. Saw some great high school basketball over the weekend, but really no major upsets in the games I was doing. There was the great Twin Valley Conference tournament. We were efforting Keith Crow of Silver Lake Girls. They won it on a very tough schedule there. And I think we're going to get a chance to talk with him maybe here sometime this week, but he does have class during this time. So we talk about that. But there was some great basketball over the weekend. And now there's going to be some great, especially for the boys, killer schedules for some of the teams in the area. And this Saturday, the second annual Heartland Hoops Classic is going on at the First Tier Event Center, and that's going to be going on all day on Saturday. You can get your tickets today. All you have to do is go to heartlandhoopsclassic.com, and tickets are available also at the Heartland Event Center. Start at 9:30 in the morning. We're going to be covering a lot of those games, starting with that 9:30 game, going all the way through the 8 o'clock game, Shadron and Grand Island Central Catholic. So there's going to be some great basketball throughout the week. Tomorrow night's the St. Cecilia Adams Central doubleheader on KHAS. That's going to be interesting. So we've got a lot of good basketball coming up. But I go to the Dent Popper inbox. Mike the Marshmallow Man says, well, men, there is still a chance for Nebraska to win 20 games and get an NCAA berth. 5 of the last 7 games must be won. If they play like they have been, there is a chance. We will probably lose to Kansas, but the remaining games are winnable. But history will probably replay itself, and we will be fighting for an NIT berth. Go Huskers.
Are you ready to concede there's a chance?
I go to the blog today, Brian Rosenthal, from the Lincoln Journal-Star. The title of this...
I don't need you to go. I'm asking you a question.
I'm not answering.
You're not willing to admit you're wrong?
No. I'm not admitting I'm wrong until Sunday, March 2014th. What is it, March 14th? When the 15th, when the NCAA selection show comes out? Well, it's that time of year again, Brian says. Time for the what if in regards to Nebraska's chances for the NCAA tournament. Remember, Tony, and this is from Brian Rosenthal. I'm going to go over his blog and his little blog on Huskers Extra on LincolnJournalStar.com. Then we'll come back and hit some points. What does Nebraska to do to get on the NCAA bubble, which they are not on right now? What does Nebraska need to do to get on the NCAA bubble? For starters, Brian says, win the remaining home games, Colorado, A&M, Iowa State. Obviously, where we are at today, Nebraska could win all three, should for sure win two, and would be favored, I believe, in all three. Now, win at the very least one remaining road game this Saturday at Missouri and Kansas. As Brian says, those figure to be unlikely. Kansas State is a road game. Baylor, the final game of the regular season, and they just come off a loss to Texas Tech. But again, that game to Baylor is a month away. That is a long way away. Something tells me Baylor will have the wagon circled by then. Now, even if that happens, win the three games and one of the four road games, that puts Nebraska 4-3 on the way out. Will a 9-7 record secure a number 4 seed in the Big 12 tournament? Brian Rosenthal of the Lincoln Journal Star says that seems the best case scenario for this team. Nebraska then must win at least one game in the conference tournament.
Well, that's fine. If they're a four seed, you said five teams are going to get in the tournament, so that's obvious you're answering your own question.
I am not. This is not my opinion. I am reading what Brian Rosenthal is writing.
Your opinion last week was that five teams from the Big 12 would get in. Nebraska being the four seed would be one of those five teams.
I did not say that last week. I said that about 3 weeks ago when you brought this crap up. I said no more than five teams are getting in, and now they're saying probably no more than four. If you will let me finish. Nebraska must win at least one game in the tournament to get to 20 wins. What used to be a benchmark, but probably not this year with the Big 12 being down. The league figures to get four teams and likely no more. And right now, Brian says Oklahoma, Kansas, and Missouri are locks. Well, you know what? No, they're not. Not if they go on a losing streak. Oklahoma's a lock. That's the only one. Kansas, be pretty tough to leave them out because of the tradition. Missouri, they're playing hot right now. But right now, Nebraska has seven games left. A lot of teams have eight, maybe nine with a non-conference game. And then the conference tournament. So they always look at the last 10 games you play. Don't tell me if Missouri goes 3-7 out down the stretch here that they're getting in, because I doubt they would.
Well,
and
it's going to be 23 wins,
pretty tough to get a, pretty tough to leave Texas out unless they just die, unless they go 2-8 down the stretch. Nebraska has lost to Maryland, Baltimore County, Oregon State, and Iowa State. Daddy, they have seven losses. They will have 11. They will have 11. And that's a best-case scenario. Doc Sadler is scheduled to join us on this program this week, most likely on Wednesday. I sit here and tell you now, Nebraska will not, and I will say it again, will not, unless they win the tournament, and that won't happen, they will not make the NCAA tournament.
All you said was there's a better chance of a 6-inch snow on August 31st this year. There's no chance in the world.
I never said that.
You said there's absolutely not one possibility way they could get into the NCAA tournament. That's what you said. Okay. That statement is total bunk.
No, it's not.
It is total error. Erroneous statement. It makes no sense because there is a chance.
There's always a chance, Tony. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen.
I'm telling you right now, Nebraska finishes 9-7 in this league and wins.
And they won't. If and they won't, all right? They won't.
Well, we'll ask Markowski if there's any chance in Hades that there's a chance. And he's going to say, you know what he's going to say? Well, yeah, there's a chance. And you said there's no chance. So you are wrong. And that's all you've got to say. And then everybody else will get off of you.
You're talking about two different things.
Let's go to the Dent Bob Rimbox. I agree enough on A-Rod. Doesn't affect me anyway. By the way, what was your prediction on the Husker-Longhorn basketball game again, Doug? Thanks, Steve.
I said 80-60. I said that history shows us 80-60 Texas.
And I said
and by the way, they were up 12 in the second half. Okay? All right? Enough said. Great comeback for Nebraska. Again, don't confuse me wanting and rooting for the Huskers to win with what I think is going to actually happen. Now, obviously, there is still a chance for every team in the country to be in the NCAA tournament that has a postseason tournament berth at large, at stake. So don't, they have a chance. Have a chance, everybody has a chance. Will they get in? No.
That's all I wanted you to say, is they have a chance.
Something we're going to Oregon, then we're going to Washington, then we're going down to California. Yeah!
Do I think it's likely that they'll advance the NCAA tournament?
Yes. Yeah, you said it was.
No, but I'm...
You said Nebraska's going to go 8-8, and they're going to make the tournament.
I think they can go 9-7, win two games in the tournament, and go to the tournament.
If they go 9-7, they're probably the fourth seed, and then two wins would put them in the finals. That's a guaranteed lock to make the NCAA tournament. Ain't going to happen, Tony.
Okay, if you're a four seed and you win one game in the tournament, I think you're in the tournament. We'll see what Andy Markowski thinks.
Let's take a break. Andy Markowski's going to join us right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet.
Hello, this is Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping of Kearney and Holdridge. Before you make any decisions for your lawn care needs this year, give us a call. We'll give you all the options for your lawn care needs. We've been in this business for almost 40 years. You can count on us week in and week out. Keeping your lawn beautiful is our business. We're Benjamin's Landscaping in Kearney and Holdridge.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm will be at Sioux City Tuesday night, then return home to face off with Chicago Friday at 7:05 at the First Tier Events Center. The UNK men's and women's basketball teams are at Chadron State Tuesday. They return home to battle Colorado Springs on Saturday. The Hastings men and women will be at Dana College in Blair on Wednesday. The Nebraska men travel to Missouri Saturday at 12:30. The Nebraska women will host Texas Tech Saturday night at 7:05. In wrestling, UNK will host ninth-ranked Adams State Thursday at 7. Hastings College is at the GPAC Conference Championships in Blair Saturday, while Nebraska travels to Chapel Hill, North Carolina for duels against the Tar Heels and UNC Greensboro on Saturday. In baseball, Nebraska at Kearney will take on Montana State Billings and Metro State in Denver this weekend, while Hastings travels into Missouri to take on Lindenwood and the College of the Ozarks. And that's the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
How valuable is being an ESPNSuperstation.com superfan? Well, let us count the ways. Oh, here's another one. Some superfan will be eligible to win a Valentine's Day prize package from El Salon and Spa, roses for you, Plain Jane's candles, and Midas, all of Grand Island. Details on the main page of ESPNSuperstation.com.
We'll stay cloudy with rain showers affecting the area today, along with a few storms in spots as well. High temperatures reach around the mid-50s, with winds out of the southwest developing at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see some showers early on, followed by partly cloudy skies and a low at 34. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now, 46.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, reminding you to get signed up to be an ESPN Radio Superfan, and you could be the winner of our grand prize Valentine's Day package, including a dozen beautiful fresh-cut long-stem roses from Roses for You. How about a massage and pedicure package from El Salon and Spa? Spa, his and hers car care from Midas, and Plain Jane candles, all for a great prize package for you. And all you have to do is go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com. It'll let you know all about the prize package and, of course, how to sign up to be a super fan. And that's all you got to do. We will pick out one person at random to win the Valentine's Day package, which we're going to be giving away at the end of the day on Wednesday. So get that done today. We've talked Husker basketball. We touched on not necessarily A-Rod, but does anybody care? And El Nino and Kozad says, how deep does sports enhancers go in baseball? When did steroid use start? Any ideas, Daddy? They're talking the Canseco, McGuire, late 80s, when the boys started to bulk up. That is what they are, I guess, pointing at. The last 20 years in baseball is what is being referred to as the steroid era. El Nino goes, how many records in major sports are tainted for some reason or another? So why is the baseball scandal such a big deal? I think it's just the latest deal.
Yeah, I think you got to go back to when, like, you take somebody like Robbie Alvarado, a jockey, and then the next year he showed up for spring training looking like Andy Markowski.
Well, if he took him, he never looked like it on the court. Andy Markowski from the Husker Sports Network and, of course, former Orange Chanticleer joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, guys. No one's ever accused me of roiding up, so I'm clean.
Just the feet, bro. Just the feet. Hey, Nebraska's on a hell of a run here. They've won their last three, and they've done some exciting stuff. But let's start with the real important thing here. Does Davison have to top you on everything you do?
He's always been a one-upper. Always been a one-upper. You know, I throw it in, bounce it around, and get it to drop, and then he swishes it through. But little do people know, he was out there the day before. You know, he threw up about 20 practice attempts, so it actually should be red flagged. I mean, I didn't sneak into the divani and throw up any practice attempts. So,
what do these kids look like when you guys knock them down? Of course, for the fans out there at halftime, they pull a kid out of the big red section, shoots a half quarter. If he makes it, he gets 1,000, or he can have one of the designated former athletes or celebrities shoot it. Well, two straight weeks, Markowski makes one. And then the next week, Matt Davison makes one. And both times, of course, the kids throw up air balls. You know, it's just a strange, strange deal. That's what's going on at halftime down there at Lincoln. Who shot it this week?
You know what? I wasn't at the game Saturday. I watched it on TV, so I'm not sure who they had, but I don't think they made it. So we'll, you know, what is it? $1,500 lives for another day, I guess.
Well, Andy, here in the Doug and Daddy show, Doug's been taking some abuse because he has ruled out the possibility. Well, he's ruled out any possible scenario in which the Huskers could advance and go to the NCAA tournament. Says they do not have the talent this year. Basically, he's cheering for them, but he thinks it's going to be a very disappointing finish. There is a chance. Is there not? Sell us on that.
Well, I you know, if you look at the talent, do they have the talent to be an NCAA tournament team? I would say no. If you look at their resume up to this point, they're not a tournament team. But if you look at the games they have left, they have every bit of a chance to improve their resume and get to the tournament. I'm optimistic. I hope. I just don't know if we're good enough to go down and get a win. You're going to have to win one of the or probably two of the four road games, which you're going to be a heavy underdog in probably all four of those road games at Kansas State, Kansas, Missouri, and Baylor. I mean, but if you can get two of those. You got Iowa State and Colorado at home, and you got A&M at home, which is a good resume win. There's a chance. There's absolutely a chance, and the Big 12 is probably going to get four in. So if you can sneak up in that top four, you have an argument. Your strength of schedule is at 70. Your RPI is, I think, 60. It's starting to improve, so never say never.
Andy Markowski from the Husker Sports Network is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And again, I guess a lot of this is skepticism and what we've seen for so many years. The only way Nebraska gets into the tournament is to do something they've never done, and that's finished strong here in the Big 12 Conference.
Yeah, they've got a tough I thought the back half was a little tougher than their front half, especially the road games. So they've got a lot of work ahead of them, but you've got to give them credit because it's a team that, you know, it scratched and fought and been in every game with the exception of the Arizona State game, and then you lose three kind of heartbreaking games in a row, and to have the toughness and the resiliency to go on the road and get two and then beat a nationally ranked Texas team, you know, you got to give credit to Doc and his guys because they've exceeded my expectations, just by being able to play with every team on their schedule up to this point.
Andy, is it possible for this team to continue to play as hard as they have for another month?
Well, I think they can. I mean, Doc, I think Doc made a tremendous move a week ago where he sensed, you know, his starters were logging 32, 33 minutes a game, and that's a lot through the course of a 16-game conference season. He started using 10 guys in the first half, where he is a little more comfortable playing those kids in the first half than having to play them late in the game, maybe when they're tired. And I think they've looked fresher. And now a kid like Tony McCray is getting put back in the rotation and has really, I think, increased Doc's confidence in him because he was in late in the Texas game and made some plays to help him win. So I think the rotation is getting a little deeper. That's going to allow them to hopefully finish as hard as what they've been playing up to this point.
Andy Markowski of the Husker Sports Network joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Andy, how big is the decision a couple of weeks ago by Brian Diaz to redshirt? Would that just have thrown this team chemistry into a wrong spot, or could he really have helped this team, and will that be big now that the team might have a chance for some NCAA aspirations?
You know, that's a tough question. You know, is he good enough to help them win games? Absolutely. You know, he's a 6'11 kid that steps out on the floor, can pass and shoot. He's got good instincts defensively where he can block a shot, he can rebound. So there's no question his talent could have helped them. Now what I've seen teams do, it's kind of remarkable what Doc has his group playing so well at doing the things they do, pressing. You know, they switch a lot on man-to-man defense. It's forced teams like a Texas to take their big guy off the floor at the four spot and play small. And we force teams to match up to us versus us trying to match up to the bigger team. And with Diaz in the lineup, that might not have been the case. So, you know, it's hard to tell how much he would have helped if he would have hurt. Chemistry, you know, that's definitely, it would have been an issue. But up to this point, you got to say, by redshirting him, has helped them this season with chemistry, and you know, down the road with him redshirting, it's just going to help him with getting an additional year of eligibility. And you have Niemann and Diaz. You might go 6'4", 6'4", this year up front. Next year you could turn around and play Diaz at your 4 at 6'11", and Niemann at 6'11" at your 5. It'll be a completely different-looking team.
Andy Markowski joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Andy, down the stretch, three different people step up and make shots. I guess there's really not a go-to guy on this team. I think Tony McCray is probably the most talented player on this team, but is there one go-to guy you see it as Nebraska gets late into ball games and they're close?
Well, I think Adai has kind of molded himself into a guy where, you know, he may not take the last second shot, but out of timeouts, you know, Doc's really trying to drop plays for him to be able to let him drive and use his athleticism to, whether it's create a shot for himself or create a shot for a teammate. But you're right. They, you know, we don't have a great player that you put the ball in his hands late and you know he's going to get a shot or get, you know, referee has a, he has a reputation where the referee is going to give him a call. We don't have that kid, and you've got to credit, you know, Seck Henry has stepped up and hit, you know, you look at the Kansas game, hit two big threes to kind of get us back in there, and then obviously the three with 40 seconds to go Saturday was a huge shot. And then, you know, it's just been a fun group to watch because, you know, your eyes don't lie. You watch him warm up, you watch him take the jump ball at the start of the game, you're like, how can we even compete against a team like Texas? And they just find a way to stay in the game, and they will themselves to win.
Andy, I guess it doesn't matter how you win. We saw that at Colorado, which was ugly, and then we saw a very nice comeback against Texas. But last time we had you on, a couple, 3 weeks ago, we were talking about Nebraska losing close games. Now they're winning close games. Has there been one key to that besides maybe making the bucket that they weren't?
Yeah, I mean, obviously making shots, you take the shot clock down and you hit late threes like they did Saturday, you're going to increase your chances to win. And, you know, this program has been bad for so long. I think you have to prove to yourself that you can win those games. And I think this team has the confidence now that maybe they didn't have, you know, 10 days ago because they're losing those close games. And you hope that carries over, but there's such a fine line with this team to win and lose. I mean, they really have to do everything pretty well to be competitive against the upper teams in the league. And, you know, it's going to be the same thing going down the stretch. The game is going to be in the high 50s, low 60s, and if we can make some shots in the last 3 minutes, we're going to win. If you're going to miss those shots like you did at Kansas and Okie State, you're probably going to lose. And, you know, hopefully we come out on the good side more than the bad, because if we do, I think postseason's, you know, a definite possibility. And I think the NIT is a lock as long as they win the Iowa State and Colorado game at home. And I would love to talk about the NCAA tournament for a couple more weeks of this team. It's just fun to see the people. I've heard more Nebraska basketball talk in 2 days than I've heard in 6 months, and it's kind of an exciting time.
Andy, I think this question was asked of Doc. I believe Matt was the one that asked it, so I don't know if it's that intelligent or not. But nonetheless, when you have those scoring droughts, and Nebraska's had a 10.5, I believe, at Colorado. They had a 7-minute and 33-second, you know, where there are lapses in scoring. Is that an execute? What's that boiled down to? I mean, poor shot selection, bad shots just not going. What is it?
Well, I think it's you know, I was talking to Doc. Let's see, it had been about 3 weeks ago, and he's like, you know, you could sense the frustration as during losing. He's like, man, I got to drop my best set play just to get an open shot. And when, as a coach, when you have to try to manufacture shots for your team, it only takes a matter of time between scouting that they start seeing what you do and what your tendencies are out of timeouts. And I just think, you know, Steve Hiley can't go left and create a score, so teams play him to the right. That's why his conference average drops 4 points a game every year, because the scouting is so good in this conference that they're going to take your strengths away, and you got to have an individual player go make a play. And a lot of times for us, it's a jump shot. And, you know, sometimes those are going to go, and there's going to be stretches where you miss 4, 5, 6, 7 jumpers in a row, and you don't have the ability to throw the ball in the post and maybe get an easy shot or get to the free throw line. This team just lacks that ability. And, you know, when you depend on jump shots, you're going to go through droughts. But I think since Doc has played more kids the last three games, they haven't went on that second half drought, because I think they've been a little bit more aggressive in attacking the basket and maybe not getting a layup, but trying to get a shot in the paint versus taking an 18 to 20-foot jump shot.
Well, Andy, we'll let you get out of here and get back to your day. We always appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Do they have a chance Saturday at Missouri?
I think that's a really, really tough game. If you go back to the game in Lincoln, we were very fortunate. Leo Lyons and Damari Carroll both picked up two fouls about 12 minutes ago, and we played with those guys out of the game for the whole first half and built that 14-point lead. I think their energy level will be better in Columbia, and with those two inside kids being a tough matchup because they're versatile. They can go in and out, plus they can guard our guards because they're athletic. It's going to be a tough game. I think the game on the road that they can win is in Manhattan. You know, just on paper, we match up pretty well to them. You know, I think Kansas and Missouri are probably going to be losses. You know, hopefully you can beat K-State and Colorado and go 2-2 over your next four, and if you do that, you got a real chance to still be on the bubble with a possibility to win at Baylor.
All right, Andy, we'll catch up with you again soon. Thanks for the time, bud.
All right, guys, thanks.
Andy Markowski, Husker Sports Network, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking Nebraska basketball. Well,
I think Andy's obviously a knowledgeable guy, knows what's going on.
Most Ord High graduates are.
There you go. I'm all for everything he's saying. I think Missouri's probably a loss. I can concede that one, you know. But I can also go to the Den Popper inbox and say, Doug, that is what you said. There is a 0% chance a couple weeks ago that Nebraska would make the NCAA tournament. That is a quote. Thanks, Bob.
I stand by that statement. The bottom line is, Tony, the fact is going to be when the 64 field of 64 is announced, Nebraska is not going to be on it. That's going to confirm what I said 2 weeks ago. I still believe that. What do you want? I hope Nebraska wins their next seven games. Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to win all three at home. I'm going to tell you that right now. They're not going to win all three at home, and that's going to be the big kicker. This team could go win at Kansas. That's just the way it is. It's just the way it is at Nebraska. And again, it's going to take something to finally over the hump it. I've just been drawn into that. Oh, man, we just need that one win that they never, ever, 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 ever have gotten. Someday.
But I'm saying it's a totally different deal than the past.
Tony, this team is not deep enough. It's going to run out of gas. Four of the seven games are on the road. Three of them are at home, so more than half your games on the road, out of gas, better teams that you're playing. We talked about it when the schedule came out last summer. Hey, Nebraska doesn't have to start out with Kansas the first game of the year. They don't have to go to Oklahoma the second game of the year or Texas. They've got a chance to get off to a good start. They almost. Now, again, I'm waiting for the email, well, Nebraska should be 7-2. Well, they could have lost Saturday. I mean, this is a team that if the ball bounces their way every single time, they're 6-3. And I count Colorado as a win because they never really had a shot to throw one in at the horn anyway. But, you know, the best this team could possibly be is 6-3. They had an easier first half of the schedule. I hope it works out. I don't think it will. That's the bottom line.
Both of us are cheering for Nebraska. Both of us would love to see Nebraska in the NCAA tournament.
Something that always works out, Tony, that you don't have to worry about. You don't have to, you know, just cross your fingers. Gosh, I hope this works. Gosh, I hope these guys come through because they are coming through at Dynagrove.
Well, that's why more acres were planted this year than ever before, and more acres are going to be planted in 2009 than there were in 2008. There's a reason for that, and some of it seems to do with YieldGuard VT Triple, the stacked hybrids with enhanced trait performance, maximize insect protection for maximum yield potential. Hey, don't forget they're also part of the Roundup Ready Corn 2 system. They've got it all at Dyna-Gro, whether you're talking corn, soybeans, alfalfa. Call your local Dyna-Gro seeds dealer today, 1-800-652-9298. Get a hold of them. They want to remind you also the number one preseason hybrid heading into this 2009 growing season is 57 V07. Number two, hybrid heading into the season, 58 V72. It's all with Dyna-Gro. They've got several top 10 hybrids heading into the 09 growing season. Call them today and get a head start on 09 for your farming operation.
We're going to talk a little golf. We're going to talk about one of the newest developed areas in the Tri-Cities when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good times. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mark, someone is staring at me.
What, like making eyes at you?
Yeah, I guess.
Where? Over there?
Oh, behind you. He's sort of small, like a little stack of money, and he has these big eyes, like googly eyes. He's staring at me.
You sound like you're sort of enjoying this.
Well...
That's it. No, I'm looking.
Oh!
What, that? That's the money we could be saving with Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
In the time it takes your NFL team to play its regular season, you could be regrowing hair. I'm John Seibel from ESPN Radio. I'm a huge Cincinnati Bengals fan, but I was no fan of hair loss. So last year, I started using men's Rogaine foam. The best part with Rogaine foam is that I know it's working. I've seen the results. But just don't take my word for it. Listen up. In clinical testing, 85% of men regrew hair after 4 months. Go to Rogaine.com/ESPN for a $15 off coupon. So start now. Just think where you could be by next season.
Grandpa, should we do a commercial about servicing Ranky and other electric pivots?
We really don't need to.
Why not?
Everyone knows Tim and his guys are the best service crew in the country.
And they work on Ranky's and other electric pivots?
Yes, and Joe and his crew are great on well work, too.
Grandpa, your competitors are really lucky.
Why?
If you were a better salesman, they'd starve to death.
Oh, man, call the guys at Holdridge Irrigation for service work or a great deal on a new Ranky pivot. Thanks.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. 22. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll stay cloudy with rain showers affecting the area today, along with a few storms in spots as well. High temperatures reach around the mid-50s, with winds out of the southwest developing at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see some showers early on, followed by partly cloudy skies and a low at 34. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, 46.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Was it really warmer at 6:30 this morning than it was like now? What kind of weird-ass weather is this? I'll tell you what, it's enough to make you go inside and start thinking about what's still coming up. You know, we got district wrestling this week, state wrestling next week, and as it is with the little kids, when the big boys get done, it's time for the little kids to kick in, and that means it's time for little kids wrestling. And Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center has the headgear, the singlets, the knee pads, and the shoes. They can fit anyone from 4 to 14 and beyond, and don't forget, well, you got to go to practice. You're going to need a gym bag to put all that gear in. Plus, you might need a workout t-shirt, some shorts, some shoes. It's all right there. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. And the other day, Steve and the gang, big baseball fans, they were pondering, look what we've got. We've got our new gloves. We've got the catalogs. We've got the balls, the bats. It's all right here. If you're thinking about breaking in a new ball glove, as UNK and Hastings College got their seasons underway this weekend, well, Misco's can give you a jump on that as well. You're sitting around going, nothing's going on, and the next thing you know, the spring season and the summer season's on you, and you're going, holy crap, I didn't go get taken this care of. So go to Misco's. The boys there will take care of you. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Well, Daddy, last week we got a couple nice days out there where some of the guys and gals actually got a chance to think about going out and hitting the little white ball around.
Well, we're thinking about maybe a new course south of town with availability of playing. We're going to talk to the principal owner right now of that course, Kent Friedenberg. Kent, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, Ken, everybody, first, they're wondering what's going to happen out there. Now we know a little bit more about that. Second, when it's going to happen, and we're going to learn a little bit more about that. But you've got some exciting news here for the folks as they're looking to the old Crane View Golf Course south of Kearney, that you've got a plan now as far as development, and I know you want to talk a little bit about that. What's the latest news with the new course that you guys are working on?
Well, we were able to, you know, as fate would have it, I was playing a golf course in Colorado earlier this summer called Four Mile Ranch, and the Travel and Leisure magazine put it one of their top five new courses that opened this year, and the starter said, hey, the course designer, Jim Ng, is right behind you if you want to meet him. So I went up and introduced myself to Jim, and I said, hey, we're doing something in Nebraska. You know, we're working on a couple of things, but I'd love for you to get interested in it. That fortunate meeting led to me meeting him at his office and then bringing him out to Kearney, Nebraska. When he saw the natural sand hills and everything that site had to offer, he fell in love with the project, and we immediately got him on board and signed him as the course designer. Those designs are now finished, and you know, we're hoping to break ground here in April. We think that the project is going to be, and the course is going to be, one of Jim's best. And I don't know how much you know about Jim Ng, but Golf Digest has rated four of his courses as the number one course that opened that year. I think he's the only Golf Digest architect that's done that in the last 30 years, and he's excited about it. We think we're going to bring a great golf course to the Kearney County, Buffalo County, Kearney area. That's going to be a great asset to the community and something everyone can be proud of.
Ken, I think that's a question a lot of people have. The existing holes that are there, will they be remain? Will they be destroyed and started over? What is your plan?
Well, the great thing about Jim, when we looked at the site and I gave him what we were looking for, we're not going to destroy those holes, but the greens are all going to be reconfigured and redesigned. We are going to take out two holes and put in two new holes just for the routing, so it'll be a walking friendly, much more of a links-style golf course without, you know, 100 to 150-yard green to tee box things. But what's amazing about the plans that we've came up with, the excavation plan, I should say, is that we're only going to disturb about less than 5 acres of dirt's going to be exposed once we do the redesign and the building of the new nine holes. You've got a great natural sand hills. It's all a wonderful soil to build a link-style golf course on, and that's what we're going to be able to do.
We're talking with Kent Freudenberg, the principal owner of Nebraska National Golf Course, the old Crane View, south of Kearney, and talking about the design team. Kent, is there, you mentioned that the design is done. Is there somewhere or a way that folks can take a look at that?
Yeah, what we're going to be able to do is probably it's going to be the files are going to be on our website, which is golfneb.com. The working new title for the golf course is Nebraska National Golf Links, and those signs will be posted probably by tomorrow. We're going to have the layout of the new nine and the old nine, and to give somebody kind of an idea of how the course is going to flow over those great sand hills that you guys got south of town.
Are you looking for a private golf course, semi-private? What is that? What is the setup of that going to be?
Well, one of the things, we want to be a big asset to the community. So we are having memberships. We're selling memberships. We've got a great bunch of founding members that have got on board already and put down deposits. So our overall view is we're going to be a semi-private club. It will be accessible to the public from a bunch of different means, especially the local people. We're going to be very supportive of the University of Nebraska, Kearney, there. We think you guys got a great institution, and would love to host events for UNK and host events for all the wonderful charities in the Kearney, Minden region to be an asset for the community. So it'll be a course that when we open, most people will be able to access, at least until the membership at one point. If the membership gets a certain point, we wouldn't be able to do that. But at this point, that's our overall goal. We want everyone to have the opportunity to come out and experience and enjoy what we think is going to be a great golf course.
Talking with Kent Freundberg of Nebraska National Golf Links. Kent, I guess that's the question. And do you have a ballpark figure? When are people going to be able to tee it up for the first time? What's the estimate?
I think the estimate right now is going to be around $65. We think that with the way the golf course is set up, we think we can get it done for about a $65 green fee, and you're going to have hopefully a top 10 golf course that when it opens that year from the golf course rating people. We think we're going to have a great product. Jim Ng's done some great products. If people aren't familiar with Jim, they can go to Jim's website, which is the www.inggolf, and you spell that enghgolf.com, and look at some of his courses, and they're just spectacular. And we couldn't be more pleased to have Jim partner up with us on this.
And your estimate on when the course might be open for play?
We're shooting for June 1st, 2010. We, because of the way we're building the course and the wonderful soil content, we don't have to bring any outside soil in. The excavation of the golf course is going to be minimal. We're going to be able to split seed the fairways with our bent grass and bluegrass seed to mix with fescue. And then we're going to have some of the best bent greens in the state. So it's going to allow us to build the course in about 6 months and have it seeded in the fall. And if all goes well, get the grass growing as well as we think we can get it growing on the site, open up June 1st, 2010.
Any idea on the price of a beer?
For you, you'll probably get a what we call a gross discount. So.
There you go. We appreciate gross discounts.
See, yeah. those are the important questions that those need to know in the know.
That's right.
Ken, anything else you wanted to let the folks know before we call it quits for today?
Yeah, just one real quick thing. I was in Cozumel, Mexico over the weekend diving with Jim Ng and his staff, and we were working on the course, and a guy brought me a beer, and he said, "Hey, what do you think of the people of Cozumel? Are we the friendliest people in the world?" And I said, "No, I'm going to be going to a place on Monday in central Nebraska where I think the people are more friendly." I'm a Midwestern guy, and everyone has been so hospitable and great to work with, and it's just an exciting community to be able to be involved in it. And I thank everyone for all their hospitality they've shown me as we've been putting this project together over the last 18 months.
Well, Kent, thanks for the good words for the community, and keep up the good work with the golf course. And we hope to talk with you again soon as we get closer to opening day.
I'll get you out there. We'll tee it up, and I might even be able to buy you a beer. So,
Daddy will be along.
All right.
Gotcha.
Thanks, Kent.
Thank you.
Kent Freundberg, the principal owner of Nebraska National Golf Links, which they are developing, as he said, hope to be ready to go early summer in 2010.
That's, you know, it's interesting because I think a lot of people out there think, you know, well, it's going to be, you know, massive dirt being moved. Well, it said very minimal for what they've got to work with. So that should speed things up quite a bit.
That worries me, though. If they're not moving a whole lot, it means it's probably not going to be. I mean, just we'll walk out there this summer and see where I'm going to be losing golf balls. And that's the bottom line. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Come back with more, including some of your emails, right after this.
Your arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
Bullock here. We all know how important protection is in a game of football. We wear helmets on our melons, pads on our shoulders, and cups over our brought-in potatoes. This may protect us from a mighty tackle, but it doesn't protect you from man stink. Dial for Men 3D is the only men's body wash that protects your man suit from the most dangerous player in the field, odor-causing bacteria. Dial for Men 3D tackles odor-causing germs while it deep cleans and defends against odor all day. Because we all know the best offense is a good defense. Dial for Men 3D, maintenance for your man suit.
Today, just about every ad you hear will mention saving you money, yet very few of them offer a really good deal. Well, Sprint's about to change that. Business customers can buy one Motorola i576 for $69.99 and get up to four free, all with Nextel Direct Connect, the fastest national push-to-talk network. Call 1-800-NEXTEL-9, only on the Now Network. Fastest based on initial call setup time. Not available in all channels. See Sprint stores for availability. Ends 4/18/09. Subject to two-year agreement up to $36 activation, $200 early termination fees. Credit approval and deposit per line. Restrictions apply.
Lace them up. It's basketball time.
The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic is set for February 14th at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Come see local high school teams of all the classes hit the court as they test their skills before district play. Get your tickets today by calling the Heartland Event Center box office or online at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic, presented by Pro Team Design, Sheep Industries, Grand Island Independent, and your ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you drove down 25th Street in Kearney 20 years ago, you'd see a lot of things you wouldn't even recognize, except for that one place on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Well, even back then, when you were in need of a quality used car or truck, you knew you could always count on Molly's. Today, you can count on a great deal on this 2003 V6 automatic Chevy Silverado for only $59.95. Yes, sir, Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. Good to know.
We'll stay cloudy with rain showers affecting the area today, along with a few storms in spots as well. High temperatures reach around the mid-50s, with winds out of the southwest developing at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see some showers early on, followed by partly cloudy skies and a low at 34. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now, 46.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Getting you ready for lunch. Why not check out the Chicken Coop and their Monday lunch specials? Now that football is past, there are more basketball games than you can keep up with, and pretty soon spring training baseball will be here. Horse racing, golf, whatever it is you want to watch, they've got it on, from the NBA to the college game at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island. High-definition televisions all over the place, not a bad seat in the house, great food and drink specials every single night, and be sure to try some of their great chicken wings, bone in, bone out. They've got barbecue, they've got the medium hot and buck nasty hot, spicy garlic Dijon, honey barbecue, sweet and sour, pepper teriyaki, the jack sauce, a whole lot more. And, of course, if you want a sandwich, they've got that. You want a steak? How about that? How about a salad? Taco salad, chicken salad, got it. Burgers.
Got it.
Appetizers.
Got it.
Oh, it's all right there. Pizza, ribs. Check it out today. The Chicken Coop. Enjoy a game of Keno and your favorite beverages. Great food and drink specials every night as well. Check them out for lunch today at the Chicken Coop on the Bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Well, here it is. Here it is. If you want to talk about Nebraska College March Madness participants, why not check out the team that has been there before? Very recently. And most likely will be heading back. Dana Altman's Blue Jays are currently second in their league with a record of 19-6, a Missouri Valley Conference record of 9-4, and they've won their last four, including a nice win over Northern Iowa yesterday. How come no mention of the perennial tournament qualifier, Creighton, signed McLovin in Hawaii? Thanks, Kelly. They still got some work to do, too, by the way. That could be a bigger bracket buster game for them than some.
A little bit of a slow start. Kind of one of the sleeper teams that all of a sudden starts racking up wins this time of year. But, yeah, Dana Altman, fine job. I think everybody cheers for Creighton once they get into the tournament. You know, Creighton basketball, I heard it's a great place to go watch a game. Great venue, great basketball to be. Yeah, I'm excited for Creighton, but you just don't follow them. We don't get them enough on TV like Nebraska is right in front of you.
What are you going to watch tonight?
Who's Big Monday? Oh, is it Missouri,
Kansas,
Oklahoma?
Kansas, Missouri, the late game. I think Pitt and West Virginia, I think, might be the early game. How about the Westminster Dog Show?
133rd, I believe.
It's America's number one dog show. The best of show crowned tomorrow. So, like, the pre-best is tonight. Lots of little puppies running around. We want to thank Kent Freudberg for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today, principal owner of Nebraska National Golf Course, south of town. Andy Markowski from the Husker Sports Network, talking a little Husker basketball tomorrow. We'll talk to Silver Lake basketball coach Keith Crow, among others, as they're coming off conference championships. Hey, good job, Storm. The Tri-City Storm broke the losing streak over the weekend, and so it was a good day for them.
Also, the Sporting News ran a list of all invitees to the NFL Combine. Joe Gans is not on that, so it'd be interesting to run down a few of these guys and see why or how they're invited while Joe is left off the list. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, Senator Brassley, this has been a radio superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal.
the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.